It's Monday, December 24th, 2018. Thanks for tuning into this, the season finale of season 15 of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to start off this year season finale of season 15 of The Sounds of My Head, Computer Magic, from right here in Brooklyn, New York, covering Elvis Presley's Suspicious Minds. Such a great song. I mean, I like the Elvis version, but the Computer Magic take on it is, as always, I love her covers. She always covers great songs, and she does amazing things with them that make them sound so great and Computer Magic-y. I love it. So yeah, that song right there, finished. It's a new release from Computer Magic. It's a single. You should pick it up, as you should everything else she ever releases, as I do, and I think we all should. Speaking of other things you should pick up, how about this next thing I'm going to play? It's a new release from a band from London called Chemtrails. I've played them on the show repeatedly, and they've got a new EP. It's called Cuckoo Spirit, and we're going to hear two tracks from it. First, Tedium's Jaws, and then Pink Fog, both super excellent songs. I mean, they have such a distinct sound. I'm really into it. Both of these songs. I couldn't decide which one to put first because I like them both so much. So anyway, you're going to enjoy them, I think, if you like the crap I play on my show a lot. So here we go. Chemtrails from London, Tedium's Jaws, and Pink Fog right now on this here final episode of season 15 of The Sounds of My Head.
Came to see.
right, let's catch up. It's been a little while. After Chemtrails way back there, you heard two tracks from Jacko Gardner. That's right, Jacko is back. He's got a new album called Somnium, and it's great. It's an all-instrumental record. I was reading his take on it. It's a really interesting description of why he wrote the album, but it's apparently based on a book by the same title. It was the first science fiction book, maybe, or something, from the 1600s. Sounds pretty interesting. I don't know. I've never heard of it, but it's probably great. I trust Jacko's taste. Anyway, the two songs we heard were Vulva and Eclipse, both excellent, and really good stuff from Jacko right there from the Netherlands, but he is apparently living in Lisbon. These are the things you can learn from reading the internet, apparently. Very good. Okay, love Jacko Gardner. Okay, after that, we heard Goth Dad from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Have I ever said that before? I doubt it. I don't know if I've ever played a single band from Mississippi on the Sounds of My Head in 15 years of doing it. Maybe I have, and I just don't remember. It's totally possible. Doesn't happen a lot. Anyway, Goth Dad. That's the name of the band. Did I say that? The name of the band is Goth Dad, which I think is a great band name. And they've got a few releases, EPs, and they released this new one called Fade. It's a single, and I look forward to future releases from Goth Dad that I will probably play on the show as well. Okay, then we heard Broken Bells just before I started talking. That's right, the Shins and Danger Mouse's side project, Broken Bells, is back. They have a new single. It's called Shelter, and it's what I just played, and I love it, of course, because I love everything by Broken Bells and by the Shins and so on. So I thought that was a good one. Since it's new, put that on the show for you right there. Don't miss it. It's good. And maybe it foretells that they're going to have a new album or something. Maybe it's just a single from a forthcoming album. So that's exciting if it's the case, which I don't know because I haven't looked into it. Okay, up next, Buddy Holly from Lubbock, Texas. That's right, Buddy Holly. He hasn't been alive for, like, you know, a long time. Like, longer than he was alive. He was alive kind of briefly, frankly. But anyway, he released some awesome music during that time. And his people, I don't know, his estate or something, worked with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in London, and they redid, they went back to the masters, and they've reworked them into a whole album called True Love Ways. And they basically took his songs and added an orchestra to them. And it's not all super successful. You know, some of it feels a little, like, shoehorned in my opinion. It doesn't sound totally cohesive always. But when it works, it really works. And we're going to hear two tracks I think it really works on. There's some slower numbers that are not the ones you're used to hearing on the oldies station in your hometown. But we're going to hear Words of Love and True Love Ways, the title track from the record. And I think they are excellent songs, like, super great. And I think the orchestra adds a lot. And they made a video about it, you know, where they interviewed the people, the participants, people who knew him and worked with him a long time ago and grew up with him and stuff, and then people from the orchestra. Anyway, it sold me. I feel like it's a very compelling project. So, you know, hopefully you'll like these two tracks. So here we go. Words of Love and True Love Ways by Buddy Holly with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra right now on The Sounds of My Head. Thank you.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry. Just you and I know true love way. Throughout the days, our true love way will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love why. Sometimes we'll cry, and you know why. Just you and I know true love
this last week was a pretty bad year for Donald Trump. Think about what's currently under investigation for him. Trump's campaign, his transition, his inauguration, his business, and his presidency. This is a lot of legal trouble for any president. I mean, I'm no lawyer, but neither is Trump's lawyer. This week, Michael Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison, and he claimed he only committed his crimes out of a blind loyalty to Trump. But Cohen was clearly a crook before he met Donald Trump. You know how I know? He was hired by Donald Trump. The only questions on a Trump job application are, do you do crimes and want to do more?
President Trump responded to Michael Cohen's sentencing by tweeting, I never directed Michael Cohen to break the law. That's my Trump. He was a lawyer and he's supposed to know the law. Fair, but you know who else is supposed to know the law? The friggin' president of the United States. I can't get past that. I mean, the Pope should know the Bible. Santa should know the meaning of Christmas. The president should know the law. Dude, we are paying you money for this. Am I bugging? Am I crazy? It's been confirmed that Trump was in the room with Michael Cohen and the publisher of the National Enquirer when they discussed covering up Trump's alleged affairs, which alleged affairs is a very dignified way to say raw dog and porn stars.
Okay, let's catch up one last time. After Buddy Holly back there, we hear Dream Girl from St. Joseph, Missouri. They have a new single, I guess. It's called Weekend for the Girls. It's what you heard. It came off of a release called Post Cool, which I think is a pretty cool title. Maybe that's like a future album, and they've just released one single from it, but I don't know. Some, like on Spotify, it's just Weekend for the Girls on an album called Weekend for the Girls. But then on Bandcamp, it's like an album called Post Cool. Very confusing. I'm not sure, but I like the song. So there you have it. It takes a minute to get going, but once it does, I think it really comes into its own. Then after that, we heard Fellini Feline from Bordeaux, France, doing the song Come to the Fore. It came off their EP Temporary Fiction, which I think is a very good song. The EP is it's not a bad EP. There's a bunch of remixes of the songs that are on the EP. I think this band's maybe kind of electronica, maybe a little. I'm not sure what they are, but they're very good and very French, and I like that about it. Okay, finishing up this year's season of The Sounds of My Head, Martin Frowley from Melbourne, Australia. He has a new album coming out next year called Undone at 31, and we're going to hear a track from it, which I feel really speaks to me. It's a great song, and it's like exactly like some other song. I feel like it's almost a cover with different lyrics of some other song that I can't place. And so I can't tell if I'm like dreaming it, like deja vu sort of. Like it's a deja vu song for me, where I'm imagining it's just like another, but I feel so strongly that it's like almost some other song that I can't pin down. But anyway, the song is called You Want Me, and it is excellent. So here we go, finishing up this year's season of the show, Martin Frowley from Australia doing You Want Me on The Sounds of My Head.
Well, I was told at the age of 12 you could have everything that you wanted to have if you just worked as hard as you could. So I took on everything I loved with a sense of drive and a sense of hope, wishing that I would succeed. And my one true love was love itself, something I hadn't even had myself, something that I thought would fulfill me. Unlucky in love, unlucky with choice, I went my whole teens without someone to even hold me. Does she want me? Does she miss me? Does she love me? The words keep on ringing in my head. Does she need me? Does she hope for me? Does she think of me? These words I cannot forget. I think 22, I found myself in my room writing love songs of loneliness. Then I met someone through a friend. It was my best friend's girlfriend. Well, now that friendship was quick to end. This girl was tough, this girl was smart, this girl worked harder than anyone. This girl swept me right off my feet. My loneliness turned to happiness, and my world turned into pure bliss. I never thought this world could be so kind. Does she want me? Does she miss me? Does she love me? The words keep on ringing in my head. Does she need me? Does she hope for me? Does she think of me? These words I cannot forget. Does she want me? Does she miss me? Does she love me? The words keep on ringing in my head. Seem to connect the dots between what it is each other want. We supported each other through life and death, and we wrote about it along the way. Now she's claiming I'm not her man. Well, what am I to take from that, and how am I to learn from this? Just go out and drink myself insane. I need to know what she means. We should find out each other's needs. This isn't the way we should end this team. Does she want me? Does she miss me? Does she love me? The words that keep ringing in my head. Does she need me? Does she hope for me? Does she think of me? The words I cannot forget. Does she want me? Does she miss me? Does she love me? These words keep on ringing in my head. Does she need me? Does she hope for me? Does she think of me? These words I cannot forget.
That does it for this season of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was It's Time, Value, and The Other Day, all by Foliage, all instrumental versions of songs from his third record. He released the entire record again as an instrumental album. Kind of cool. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at The Sounds in My Head website, which is thesoundsinmyhead.com. There you'll find links where you can follow me on social media, or on Spotify, where you can find a playlist for season 15 of the show. Listen to all the songs I played on this whole season that are available on Spotify just in one place without having to listen to me talk. Pretty cool. It's a good feature, that. I'll be back next year with another season of The Sounds in My Head. I don't know when exactly. It won't be January. Might be February. And I just wanted to point out, I'm pretty sure, I haven't double-checked this, but I'm pretty sure once I started doing the show this year, I don't remember when I started. Let me see. March 5th. It was the first episode of the show. Every 2 weeks, like clockwork. I didn't miss a single one, I don't think. I think it was like I nailed it. Like every 2 weeks, boom, new episode of the show. That's impressive for me. I don't know. It's not actually impressive. It's like, great, you did your job, whatever. But it's not a job. It's a thing I just do because I like doing it. So, you know, it's hard to do it every 2 weeks. But I did, pretty sure. Even with traveling and whatever, I still managed to pull it off. And this one, actually, I probably would have released this one next week, just so it was a little closer to the end of the year. And I feel like Christmas Eve is like a weird day to release not a Christmassy related episode. But I figured New Year's Eve isn't great either. And maybe you want to listen to it while you're traveling. I don't know. And most of all, though, the reason I did it is because I wanted to hit my every 2 weeks thing. So I was like, no, it's been 2 weeks. I got to release it. So here we go. This episode is coming out. I'm traveling. This is like I recorded this a long time ago, but it's coming out now. So that's it. See you next year. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all that stuff. Bye.